T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, here's Jim Hackett.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's the 11 o'clock hour of Late Night Friday Night with Jim Hackett. And, you know, for about six, seven weeks, however long I've been on these Friday night shifts, talking a lot of Pats, a little Red Sox offseason, a lot more Pats. I've been wanting to talk about the Bruins. And, you know, now they're sitting pretty, 15-2, on top of the, wait for it, the entire NHL. And I said to myself today, I was driving, I'm like, God, you know, I love the style the Bruins are playing. I love the style the Bruins are playing. You know, they've been about the same kind of looking team my entire life. And, you know, solid goaltending, very defensive-minded, forwards that can get back and play defense, hit hard in the corners, take care of business, be opportunistic, have a couple elite scores, not a lot of line depth. Boy, is it different. And they've got the line depth on offense. They got it all going. They've got talent. But what has changed the most is what I'm watching on the ice, the kind of play. I love the way they play. Do you love Olympic hockey? Do you love Canadian Cup hockey? Fast-paced, open hockey? Man, it's great. But I said this, I'm going to finally pay off at 11:10 p.m. a week later. I'm going to pay off the longest tease in radio history. And this is what I said as I closed the show last week. I've been dying to talk about the Bruins. Is when you play this style of hockey, this open, this Jim Montgomery, let it fly style, man, is it fun. But you better have not a good goalie, not a great goalie, not great goaltending, not solid goaltending. You need elite Patrick Roy, Ken Dryden-level goaltending. And you know what? They're getting it right now. So, but that's my eye, you know, and hockey's like my fourth sport. But I love it. So I was thinking, I need to bring an expert in. So I brought in a gentleman. His name is Doug Michaels. I've known Dougie a long time. He comes from a long line of goalies, all right? Dougie was the former goaltender for the UConn Huskies. He is a former head coach of Franklin Pierce University. He is now currently the president of the Goalie Academy of Boston, of Stride Right Power Skating, and the Michaels Hockey Academy. So this is the president of the Goalie Academy of Boston, okay? So who better to ask? So Dougie, welcome to the station, my friend, and welcome to Late Night Friday Night with Jim Hackett. Great to have you.
Hey, great being here, Jim.
All right. Well, I'm honored to have you. A long line of hockey knowledge sits across from me. So now, is what I'm seeing right? Well, tell me what you think of Jim Montgomery, the Jim Montgomery Bruins versus the Bruce Cassidy Bruins. I love the Bruce Cassidy Bruins. I was a big fan of the you know, Peter Chiarelli, Claude Julien Bruins, and all my Bruins, you know, but what, I mean, what do you make of this offense that we're seeing?
Oh, it's exciting. You know, you went from something that kind of lulled you to sleep, if you will,
yeah,
and then capitalize on the other team's mistakes.
Yep.
Jim Montgomery and the current team as it is, they're just capitalizing. They're capitalizing on their speed,
yep,
and their skill, and they're taking the play to them.
Yeah.
They're only doing that. They're saying, hey, let's take a defenseman and let's make him our fourth forward.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, Hampus Lindholm literally is playing like a winger.
Absolutely. And then you hit the nail right on the head where you said, if you're gonna capitalize, you need the goalie.
Yeah.
You need not just an elite goalie, but you need a championship goalie.
Yeah.
Now, Patrick Roy, Ken Dryden. Ken Dryden was my idol growing up, but hey, there was always Jerry Cheever because I'm a Bostonian.
Yeah.
But then I look back at Tim Thomas and what he gave to that team.
He won that cup in 11.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'll never forget with his style of play with that body block, how exciting that was.
Yeah.
And then you look at, you ask me, what's the difference in Allmark?
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. So Linus Allmark, okay, to me. Now, last year, going into last year, based on everything I saw, and I was on Twitter once during the games, and I said, like, no one should ever wear number 35. You know, Andy Moog was number 35. Okay, I loved Andy Moog. And that's how I was feeling about Allmark. I felt he was unworthy. What the heck happened in a year? Does he look like a completely different goaltender? What has changed, Doug?
100% complete different. And I think the way the season ended last year in the playoffs, I think affected him.
Mm.
And I think him coming from Buffalo to Boston and embracing Boston and its tradition, its history, resonated with him, where he recharged and rechanneled and refocused. Granted, he had consistency. He had a goalie coach in Bob Bassenza that just, you know, Bob is what he is.
He's a big deal, huh? It's like the third time I've heard his name surfaced in the last week. What is it about him? If you don't know Bob Bassenza, he was a goaltender. He played for Edmonton post-Gretzky, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And
he's been here a while.
Right. And he's seen the game evolve and change, and he's evolved and adapted with it.
Mm.
But with Allmark, what he did was, if you look at just his gear.
Let's take a step back with Allmark. Yeah. He started to take that job at the end of the year into the playoffs. I mean, right? Swayman was kind of the lead horse there for a while. And when I saw Allmark earlier, he was like the spell Swayman guy. And I was never very impressed. I actually went to the worst game of the year last year. They lost to the Devils. I think it was when they brought Tuukka back. And in that span there, Allmark wasn't playing well, but he found himself like March, April, didn't he, last year?
He did.
Do you think it started then?
Well, and then what happened in the playoffs, though?
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
It wasn't pretty. Yeah. They went back with Swayman, and I think that had a huge effect on him.
Okay.
Because, like you said, he found himself, gets into the playoffs, and we all thought the Bruins were going to do a lot better than they did.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it fell apart.
Expand on, so let's talk about Allmark. Now, physically, let's break him down physically as a goaltender. And him at his worst when he lost it in the playoffs and before March last year versus what you're seeing now. What's different with Linus Allmark?
His attitude, his focus. He has written on his blocker for, I think, more than 6 years, and I'm not going to speak Swedish, but it means breathe and relax, and he gets from that.
What he has written on his blocker in Swedish, okay.
Breathe and relax, and what he gets from that is not to think, rather than just play the position.
So you think it's a mental improvement, a focus improvement, more than anything physical?
Right. When you get to this level, the game is mental.
Mm.
Now, not too many people can play that position and be 6'5".
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. He's a tank.
Unbelievable a tank. And now, Jim, what he's doing differently than what he did last year, he's capitalizing on his size. Whereas if you look at a lot of his play last year, he slid a lot. When the play went up the wall, he was sliding out on his knees and then might be getting to his feet.
Mm.
Now he's capitalizing on his size. He's 6'5", staying on his feet and getting to the spot, which allows him to play even bigger. So now instead of playing with his toes inside the crease, he's playing with his heels outside the crease.
Okay.
Think of it from a player's perspective, coming in on a goalie, and then all of a sudden you think you have a spot.
Yeah.
You look up and you see the 6'5" goalie who is out, set and ready.
Taking a lot of space.
Yeah.
He's taking a lot of space.
100%.
Let me ask you this. So we're going to take a quick break. I want to come back and get more into this. But are you telling me that when he was not playing well, he was getting down on his pads and then trying to get up and get to the spot and missing the spot. He's sliding over on his, he's staying on his feet.
Right. Now he's staying on his feet. Before, he was almost shrinking.
Mm.
You'd see him, the puck would be in the corner and he'd be shrinking, not taking advantage of his size and taking that space and being settled and being calm. What he's done this year, he's calm, he's focused. He's patient. He is dialed in.
All right. We're going to get more of this. So we got Doug Michaels, former UConn Husky goaltender. Comes from a long line of goaltenders. He's the president of the Goalie Academy in Boston. The man knows goalies. The man knows hockey. I want to get more into Linus Allmark and your 15-2 Boston Bruins after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Who says you can't talk hockey at WEEI on a Friday night? It's late night, Friday night with Jim Hackett. Thanks for joining us. A lot of Patriots talk in the first hour. And before we broke, we started the 11 o'clock hour talking about the Boston Bruins, the 15-2 NHL leading Boston Bruins and their open playing style. I've never seen anything like it. I'm joined by Dougie Michaels, who comes from a long line of goalies in his family. He's the former head coach of Franklin Pierce University. He's a former UConn starting goaltender for the UConn Huskies. And he's now the president of the Goalie Academy Boston, Stride Right Power Skating, and Michaels Hockey Academy. And we're talking a lot, because you're such a goalie guy, Dougie, is Linus Ullmark. And what has happened with him this season versus last. And you mentioned before the break him using his size. I have a question for you. With your training and your academy and all the goalies that you work with, have you ever worked with someone of like giant size like that for the position?
Yes. Yes. And first, when you sizing up, you're in awe of them.
Yeah.
And then it's a great opportunity to work with someone of that size. But when you're working with somebody like that, you want to make sure that you get to them and you say, less is more.
Mm. What do you mean?
They don't have to create and do things that maybe a smaller goalie does.
Like a Tim Thomas, like an acrobat.
Yeah, he just put everything into it, his body, his head.
That save against the Lightning in the conference finals, he dove across the crease.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
Absolutely not, because he's 6'5". Yeah. But if he can just get to that spot on his feet,
yep,
and have everything settled underneath his shoulders, keeping his chest up, he'll be able to make that save, control the rebound, and just make it look easy.
Yeah, it does look easy. There's nothing spectacular that I'm seeing, and that's why I wanted to bring you in. Like, what is it that you're seeing? But he's on his feet more. He's able to get to his spot at his angle on his feet. That's the big difference you're saying?
Yes, he's centered. He's square. He's not flat as the puck comes off the wall. His nose and eyes is always on the puck.
Yeah.
It's great to watch as somebody who's just followed goaltending all his life.
Yeah. Yeah.
People used to kid around. I came out with goalie pads. Actually, my brothers threw me in the net.
Yeah.
Goalie.
Yeah.
So we'll go there.
And you're the youngest. That's where
I'm the youngest. My father played in the 50s, no mask.
Yeah.
You know, people say goalies are who they are and what they are.
Yeah.
But Ullmark has just come this year, just revamped, rechanneled. And if you even look at his equipment, you look at the equipment these days on these goalies, that's what draws youngsters to the position.
It's cool looking.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And it's a great marketing tool.
It is.
But he took off the minions that used to be on his mask.
Right, right.
And now you look at it, it's very straightforward. It's got the Bruins colors.
Yeah.
It's got the Italian marble on it that's kind of neat to look at.
Yeah.
And then his pads match the socks.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show how focused he really is.
Yeah, and also how confident he must be.
100%.
You know, he's like walking around like Cam Newton, except he's playing well in terms of his
I'm gonna
style.
I'm knocking because we don't want that.
No, we don't want that. But in terms of his style out there, I know what you mean. But that comes with confidence, right? I mean, the first guy I saw do that, and I know you and I share this. So my goaltending hero growing up was Andy Moog. I loved Andy Moog. You know, look, it's funny when you're a kid, you know, it's like a love-hate thing, right? So if I love Andy Moog, I couldn't like Reggie Lemelin, which is just ridiculous. Like the
kind of, have you ever met Reggie?
I heard he's a great guy. I heard he's a great guy.
I worked at Woodland Country Club as a kid. He used to come in.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I heard he's a dynamite guy. But when you're like, you know, 15 and you're in love with Andy Moog as like your favorite player, all Reggie Lemelin was to me was the guy who was in his way. You know what I mean? You look back at it, they had kind of a dynamic duo. But why? But Moog was so flashy. He had the cool mask. You know, he was the guy who made, like, Lemelin was an angles guy, and the pucks would bounce off him. And, like, you know, Fred Cusick would make a big deal of it. And then Moog would make these unbelievable saves. He'd flash the pads. Yeah. And it'd say, and Freddie must have been in the Lemelin camp because he would never give Moog the shine until Reggie was, you know, moved out or retired or whatever it was.
Or went in the booth with him.
He went in the booth. Exactly. I'm coming out the booth. So you know, I like the fact that he's brought some flash to himself because his style is that he's using his size and he's staying on his feet and he's making it look easy, as you said. Here's the question I have. I have a couple questions for you, Doug, which is the style of play they're playing. It's so open. It's so free-flowing. They're getting goals from all four lines. They're getting goals from defense. They're getting offense from all areas of the ice. If you're going to have that and you're going to leave your child abandoned there in the net a little bit, he needs to be elite. He's playing elite right now. How much of this can he ride in terms of how much of this streak he's on is momentum? How long can that momentum go? Or is this a learned behavior that can be sustainable? Can he remain and sustain elite play, and can they ride that?
I think he can, and I think everything you said, it's all about what you said. You know, Swayman got injured.
Yeah.
It allowed him to get even more playing time. And when a goalie gets more playing time, okay,
yep,
they become more consistent, more dialed in, right? It's
sure.
They get more seasoned.
Yeah.
Whereas last year, not to go back, and I think that dynamic duo, and I want to use what you just said about Moog.
Yeah.
Probably the best dynamic duo in the last 30, 40 years is who? Grant Fuhr and Andy Moog.
Yeah, and Andy Moog was the essentially Fuhr's backup, but it wasn't like a typical backup thing. It was really more like a 55-45 kind of split. Is that fair?
Right. Yeah. And if you look at Ullmark this year and Swayman, that's what I think of.
Yeah. That's great. That's huge praise.
And I think about last year. They allowed each other to fall into the position of being a goaltender for the Boston Bruins, one of the greatest organizations of all time.
Yeah, with a great history of goaltending.
And then not only that, they're like brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that has gone into the locker room, and now that team, you look and see how well-bonded that team is. Mm. And I look at Swayman, and I look at Ullmark. They were the catalyst of that. Mm. And then I look at this year.
Why do you say that? Because of what the post-game celebration? Do you see it? Well, you've been in those locker rooms. You've been in as a coach, as a head coach, as an assistant coach, as a player, as a backup, as a starter. Tell me what you see.
I didn't mature until I got to college, and I had to really play second fiddle my first 2 years.
Okay.
And I was told by my coach that, hey, we're bringing you in to take over the position. However, we're going to give the existing goalie the first start.
Was he a senior?
Nope. He was a junior.
Okay.
And sure enough, everybody thought, oh, he's going to fall apart just like he's done the last 2 years. Uh-uh. He went on a 19-game winning streak.
Unbelievable.
And you know what?
My 19 games?
19 games in a row.
Wow.
And goalies understand goalies the way no one else can. And if you can develop that relationship with your goalie partner, your goalie teammate, it's just going to help you even more.
Why is that?
Because you can relate to each other. Mm. And I never could relate to not playing because it really never happened to me. But Damon.
So that was the first time you rode the pine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I needed somebody to help me through that process.
And it was him.
And it took a little bit. It took me to mature, let my guard down, and it was him, and we became best friends during our time together at UConn. Mm. He was my closest teammate. Why? He could talk to me what was going on with him, and I could talk to him, and I got a chance to really learn the position at that point. Huh. And probably my best coach was my goalie partner. And I think for him, knowing that I was able to help him, I helped him through because he knew that I was mature enough to realize that we weren't going to choose who played. It was the coach.
Yeah.
And we could only make each other better. And that's what I'm seeing in Ullmark and Swayman. Granted, I didn't make it to the NHL.
Yeah.
But that relationship that they have, yeah. that bond, is making them better.
It looks authentic, Doug. It looks authentic. It doesn't, like, you know, it doesn't look like, you could look at, everyone always roots for the team, right? Like, I'll go back, I'll make an analogy, because we were talking Pats in the first hour. Brady Bledsoe, okay? Bledsoe did all the right things when Brady took the job from him.
Right.
He wasn't happy on the inside. And I'm saying, I'm not saying it was superficial. You can, in the movie Full Metal Jacket, Private Joker use on his helmet. The duality of man is what he's talking about. You can be both things. I don't think it's both things with Swayman and Ullmark. I think it's genuine.
Absolutely.
It looks like genuine enthusiasm, regardless of which one is in the alpha seat. Now, Allmark's in the alpha seat. Swayman the other night looked pretty happy to be there, congratulating him. And I think, I guess what you're kind of saying as well is he can only gain from that too.
Exactly. And I think the team is gaining from it. And I'd be willing to bet I think the coaches are, too.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. They're 15-2. They're playing great. It sure looks like it on the ice that they're all feeding off of it. And there seems to be like a trickle-down. So if you put the goalies at the – if you have like a tree and you put the goalies at the top of the tree and you trickle it all down, it's trickling all down, all four lines. Doug, I haven't seen this my entire Bruins life. Other than when I first started watching Bruins hockey in the late 70s, the Bruins had – I think it was 7 or 9 guys with 20 or more goals.
Correct.
Yeah, they had, it was McNabb, they had O'Reilly, they had the Jean Rattel, they had like Bobby Schmatz, even Wen Sink and Stan Jonathan scored 20 goals, and they were goons. And they were
I know.
Yeah, exactly. So that's probably the last time I saw that. I mean, they're getting it from all four lines, and it's not like it's not inconsistent. It's not like someone needs to catch up. You know what I mean? I know Nosek just notched 2 in his last 2 games, and he was kind of the outlier. But it seems to be consistently, at least at the top 3. So, again, think of it from that tree trickling down from Ullmark and Swayman all the way down. And who was the kid when Swayman was out? He was participating,
Kincaid.
Too. Yeah, Kincaid. I think you're right. I think there's some sort of like a brotherhood that's kind of formed there, and they it's taking me back to Miracle, you know, the movie about the 80 Olympic team. Like, we're a family, is what Michael Ruzioni said, you know?
That's right.
Yeah. And I think they're going to need Swayman. You know, as elite the level of play Ullmark has shown thus far, it's a long slug. We're sitting here. It's November 18th. We're not even at Thanksgiving yet, okay? I usually don't even pay attention to the Bruins until after Christmas. Close to the Winter Classic is when I start picking it up. But they're hard to ignore. And that's why we're talking about them now. And if you want to weigh in, 617-779-7937, Jim Hackett joined by Doug Michaels, goalie extraordinaire. We're talking Bruins, and it feels good to talk about them, and it feels good to talk about them in this context because they're a lot of fun. I said last week, you know, after the Celtics won at the Garden, your Boston Bruins and your Boston Celtics are 13-1 combined at the Garden. It's better now. So if you've gone to one of those 14 games, now it's probably 16 games at the Garden, you've probably seen a win. You probably left happy. And the Bruins are a big part of that. They're fun to watch. This style of play, Doug, how sustainable is this level of play, this style of play, this open hockey play, as we sit here on a Friday night, November 18th, the Bruins play the Blackhawks tomorrow night. They got a long way to go. You know, the schedule picks up after the break. Like in March, it's almost like they're playing every other night, usually, historically. And then the regular season goes right into April, and then it's playoffs, and what a slug that is. What do you need, and how sustainable is this level of play? And how much pressure does that put on Ullmark and also Swayman and his role in all this and keeping it going?
I look at it this way. The players are being told to play. Forwards, your job is to score. D, your job is to defend. And yes, we want you to hop up and play offensively.
Push the puck.
But they've done a great job of clearing out in front, taking care, and letting Ullmark see the puck, which makes his job easier. Mm. And what makes it better is he's playing big, as I said.
Yeah.
He's centered on the puck. He's playing with his heels out. Now, yes, can they sustain it? Well, what's going to dictate is the teams they play. Are they going to then goon it up, if you will? Are they going to start to be more physical to try to slow this down?
Do you, you suspect that to be
the
case?
I do suspect it. You know, you saw it more in the playoffs last year. You saw it with the injuries that started to happen going in.
In the first round.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's something to watch. I think they can, and I think they'll do the job. I mean, you look at their leadership and alone, you got Cam Neely, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No one could defend himself like Cam.
No one knows that style.
Yep.
However, they're not playing like the traditional Bruins team ever did.
No,
they're playing open.
Yeah.
They're playing free. They're letting their goalie do their job, just stop the puck, and they're telling the players to go score goals.
Yeah,
is fun.
It's Olympic hockey.
Yeah,
and will Linus Allmark be Jim Craig? You know, because that's
what the difference is about that. Yes, I think he can be Jim Craig, and yes, I think Swayman's going to be the Jim Craig too.
Yeah.
So hoping that you're going to have a duo like you had with Grant Fuhr
and Andy Moog,
because you didn't have that with the Olympic team.
No.
Right?
No, it was on Craig.
All on
the
Craig.
Other guy was there just in case, break glass if needed.
Yeah, he looked good with a towel wrapped around his neck.
Exactly. Like Doug Keynes, the other Doug goalie that we love so much here at the Late Night Friday Night. So, here's a question. You talked about how does a team slow the Bruins down? I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm over 50. I can't believe I'm on the – it's usually how are the Bruins going to slow XYZ team down, not how are you going to slow the Bruins down. It's a complete paradigm shift. That said, getting physical against them, gooning it up against them, are there any suspects that you think are candidates that we're going to see that with first or most frequently?
When they play,
in terms of opposition,
could be Florida.
Who worries about? Yeah, Florida worries you.
Yep, could be New York. You know, Montreal, I think is almost similar in a way to they're young, they're fast, and it's gonna be interesting.
They've been down for a while too.
Yeah, they've been down
chippy.
For a while.
Yeah,
it's fun to watch when they play Toronto. They're a good matchup, but it's gonna be interesting as it goes. Like you said, further on in the year, what starts to change? I mean, you look down the lineup. You don't see a Sean Thornton. You don't see a player like Milan Lucic. You don't see any of those types of players right now.
Yeah.
And I hope it doesn't come, because this type of hockey is open. It's fun.
Yeah.
And it's great for the fans to watch.
You're getting your money's worth at the Garden, that's for sure.
And
I
you're seeing great goaltending from Allmark. You know, Swayman's been out. I hear he, you know, the media is saying that he might get the start
tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's usually not that. I hate to call him the backup, because I do feel like that has a connotation with it. I feel Allmark's flying right now, and he's doing all the right things, as you broke down really well. I appreciate that, but I think in a perfect world, for the bulk of the season, that feels like a 60-40 or a 55-45 kind of split. And the Saturday is kind of the day, one of the day, historically the day, if Cheevers was your guy, then that was the day you'd see Gilles Gilbert, right? Or Rogge Vachon, Marco Barron, or whatever, whoever was splitting with who. But I could go old goalies all day long with you. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to ride Allmark. And then when you start to get more serious again, a fast forward into March, then that 55-45, if Swayman's healthy, or that 60-40, that starts to go more like 65-35, 70-30, doesn't it?
Right, but they want to make sure that he can get there and he's healthy.
Yeah.
And having Swayman, that's going to only make him better.
Yeah.
Right? And things can change. You know, it's a long season, and we saw that towards the end of last season. Now, with that said, I think they're going to ride on Mark.
Yeah.
Right? Because you want to keep it going. Just – not to say that I was an NHLer, but not to say anything different. There was a reason why my college team went on a 19-game winning streak, because they entrusted that goalie.
Yeah.
And the team feeds off that. If you go back and forth, it gets a little dicey with the confidence of the team. And right now, that team is feeling very confident, and you don't want to mess with that.
Yeah, and you can also – one feeds off the other, right? Because if you're confident in your goaltender, you can take a little bit more risk on the other end. And have we seen that. I mean, the Bruins are averaging like 4 goals a night. You couldn't say that in my whole lifetime, nor yours. All right, we're going to take a quick break. More of Doug Michaels, the goalie aficionado, the official. I'm making him the official goalie aficionado of WEEI Late Night on Friday night. Back after this.
I've given you everything I've got. Now you're pulling the plug on me.
Have you given me your very best? Because I know there's a lot more in you. A whole other level that for some reason you just don't want to go to. Well, what the hell, you don't understand what I'm talking about.
I'll tell you what I don't understand, Irv. I don't understand you. Nobody on this team understands you and your ridiculous sayings and your drills and those stupid psychology tests you had everybody take.
Everybody?
What? So that's what this is about? Because I didn't take your test? Fine, you want me to take your test? I'll take your test. Is that what you want?
No. I want to see that kid in the net who wouldn't take the test.
Oh, get your heart checked if that doesn't get your blood boiling. Wow. I love that. Unbelievable. So WEI Late Night, I'm Jim Hackett, your host. We're wrapping up the final hour here on Late Night Friday Night. I'm joined by goalie aficionado Dougie Michaels, who is the president of the Goalie Academy in Boston. He's going to tell you what they're up to with all their clinics and training that they have before we wrap up the show. But we're talking a lot about the Bruins. This has been the Bruins hour in the 11 o'clock hour. And I'm loving talking the Bruins because I love the style of play. We've talked a lot about open style of play. We've never seen anything like it in Boston. Stick tap to Jim Montgomery and what he's done to change this Bruins team, the mentality that the Bruins have had a lot of success. I mean, you know, they've only had three Stanley Cups in my lifetime. I don't really count the Orr ones because I was like 0-2, but, you know, 11 I'll take. But they've been successful. They've been in it my whole life, but with a certain style. This open play is phenomenal to watch. It's great to watch. If you've been going to the Garden or watching them on TV, you've had fun. And that's great. And the Patriots can learn something about that. Make football fun again. The Bruins have made hockey in Boston fun again. And what my question has been, I said this a little bit last week, and Dougie and I have been talking about it here, is this a sustainable way to play? And does it put too much pressure on your goaltender? Dougie said that Ullmark has risen to the occasion. You think they can ride it out?
I do. I do. I think as a goalie, that's what you want.
Yeah.
You want
to
be...
He wants the pressure.
Oh, God. You live for it. And I say this to my kids I've coached, to kids who aren't my kids that I've coached.
Yeah.
It's an adrenaline rush. It is a natural high. And as someone who can't play the position anymore, that I just started to get the adrenaline rush listening to
that clip,
that tape.
A miracle.
That clip.
Yeah.
And Ullmark, and a goalie that plays at such a high level, they live for that rush.
Yeah.
And that's why I believe it's sustainable for him. And I believe it's sustainable for Swayman when he gets the call. I don't want to call him the backup.
Yeah.
No.
He's a co-pilot.
That's right.
He's a co-pilot.
That's the better way, Jim.
Yeah. He's a co-pilot. And you know what stuck out to me, Dougie, is watching it is think about the guys. Think about these two guys who are scoring goals. Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci. They look younger now than they did 5 years ago. They really do. That team is feeding off that energy.
Right.
There's no question in my mind.
Mm.
Bergeron and Krejci look younger. They look younger.
They look like they're having fun.
I know. Yeah.
Collectively.
Yeah.
They look like they're playing and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's not work. I think for the last couple years or so, could have been COVID, it just looked like it was work.
Yeah. And this isn't, I'm not besmirching Cassidy. I loved Cassidy. I loved his candor. I think he's a good coach. I think there's a reason the Golden Knights scooped him right up. His winning percentage is great. I'm just saying, I'm having a blast watching the Boston Bruins, and they're playing like they're having fun.
Right.
And because success is fun, winning is fun, and the Bruins are proving it. One thing I want to get into with you here is we talked a little bit about it when we were off mic during the break. What's next? What do the Bruins need to add? Because I wrote a column a couple months ago on WEI.com, and if you go to my Twitter feed at WEI Hacksaw, you can find it. It's Boston has a GM problem. And the theme was, the only GM right now that I really trust is Brad Stevens, because he is looking at the canvas in front of him and is acting as if. He's got a championship, a finals contender right in front of him. What's he do? Goes and adds Malcolm Brogdon. Last year at the deadline, he traded a pick to get Derek White. Smart moves. Doing what he has to do with the canvas in front of him. I said, Don Sweeney's done a less than good job drafting, but the one thing he has done well is getting good players at the deadline, like Taylor Hall. I thought that was a great pickup a couple years ago. Hampus Lindholm proving to be a great pickup. And I always said, if you combined Chaim Bloom and Don Sweeney, you'd have a heck of a GM. You know what I mean? But what does this team need at the deadline? Because this plays to Sweeney's strength. A couple weeks ago with the Mitchell Miller thing, that doesn't. This plays to his strength. This is a team. They're 15-2. They're on top of the world in the NHL. What do they need to do in your mind? We're a ways away from that.
Right. But, so with that said, I was going to say patience, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Don't change anything right now. But I think you're going to have to look to get a power physical forward.
To kind of deflect what might be coming their way as they try to slow the Bruins down.
Right. Yeah. And I think it will be inevitable because people, I mean, instead of saying right now, they're saying, oh, man, we're going to get the beat out of us. They're saying, oh, my God, how are we going to keep up with their speed?
Right. I can't believe it.
Right. When's the last time?
Not my lifetime. Bobby Orr, I was six when he went to the Blackhawks. So,
well, it was how do we keep up with Bobby Orr?
Yeah, right.
Right, and let's stay away from all the other big, bad Bruins.
So someone that can absorb the punt, they can give it back.
Right, yeah. If they have to.
All right. So this has been fun. The last hour we've been talking Boston Bruins with Dougie Michaels. He is the president of the Goalie Academy. Doug, tell the people in the hockey community here in Boston and Massachusetts, which is robust, how they can find you, what you do, and, what your expertise is and how they find you at the Goalie Academy.
So I work with organizations such as organizations in the area at the youth level, going on the ice, working with young goalies and developing them, making sure we have more goalies going into the system. I also work with goalies by referral, individual, private, and small groups. And then in addition, we do camps and clinics over the summer. We do have a clinic that we call the American Masters that contains consists of legendary coaches such as Joe Battagna, Mike Aragosian, Darren Hirsch, my partner in the Goalie Academy. We started together after we left Johnstown playing in the East Coast League. So we've had a lot of fun doing that. We can be looked at michaelshockey.com.
michaelshockey.com. That's M-I-C-H-A-L-S. michaelshockey.com. They've got clinics happening. They'll have clinics over the summer to get your kids ripe and ready. And that's it. I hope you enjoyed the Bruins Hour here at Late Night Friday Night. I'll be back next week. Thanksgiving morning, 9 to noon. Jim Hackett, Mark Dondero. Check us out then. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.